Thanksgiving is an expression of gratitude towards God. Offer unto God what? Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. And pay thy vows unto the Most High God. When you do that, that is when it is acceptable. And call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. So you see, thanksgiving itself has her benefits. When you bring thanks unto the Lord, he says, you have your guarantee of deliverance. So I say, number one, it brings deliverance. Number two, thanksgiving is a way of acknowledging God. When you do that, by thanksgiving, you will direct your path. You must cultivate a life of thanksgiving and praises. David in the Bible is known as a man after God's own heart. And the only thing that is pleasing before God is praises. Hallelujah. David had a spirit of worship. Had a heart of worship. I hear you, many of us, say, sing this song. With the spirit of the Lord. When the spirit of the Lord is upon us, I will sing like David. With the spirit of
the Lord is upon my soul.
Hey,
I will dance like David.
Oh,
I will dance. I will dance. I will dance like David.
It's upon my heart. I will dance. I will. Is this how he dance? I will dance. I will dance. Copy, copy. Copy, copy. And he did not dance Abriba dance. See, it was not a copy, copy. David did not learn those dance steps. Oh, there is something about him. Every time he will remember where he was. Where he was. He was naturally, he will not be the one to be picked naturally. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, there are people that fight for their natural position. Naturally, I am supposed to be number two. Naturally, I am supposed to be the first to pick before you. Naturally, I'm supposed to have office before you. Naturally, I should have a better car than you. Naturally, 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 naturally. Anything you receive naturally, what will you be praising God for? But promotion coming from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Naturally, naturally, promotion comes from God. Naturally, Esau is supposed to be, the birthright is supposed to be for Esau, naturally. But he lost it. Naturally, the birthright is supposed to go to Reuben, but it went to Joseph. Naturally. Hallelujah. It's not he that run it, nor he that will it. It is God that showeth mercy. And God showed mercy to whom he will show mercy. He will show mercy. He knows what is his determinant. Whosoever he wishes to. Glory be to God. Until you catch that, you'll be fighting a battle you have lost before you start. God will not give you anything you struggle to attain. He will not give you any position you struggle to attain, because you will be giving glory to your self-effort. David said he will even like to be a doormat at the entrance of God. Take a position, humble position. Hallelujah. There's something in the book of Ruth. Do you know that Naomi, hallelujah, sent Ruth to go and go for cleaning? It was cleaning she went for. In the law. Hallelujah. After the harvest. Praise the Lord. The Lord says, because of poor people, he said, leave some at the corner of the farm. Leave it so that those poor people can come and get some. They don't have farm, they don't have anything. So that means, amen, anybody that will go for cleaning, number one, you're a poor man. You're a poor woman. Eh? And you can despise the shame and go there. Naomi sent Ruth to a farm of a relation. Hallelujah. A relation of hers who was rich. He didn't struggle to go to the main farm. He said, go and take some food, cleaning. That is from the corner of the farm, not in the middle of the farm. If Naomi had passed the cleaning side and gone to the center of the farm, she would not have received the promotion she received. And so it is with ministry work. Hallelujah. You want to be seen. You want only the aspect of the ministry to be seen. You will never get there. If you walk your way there, you won't stay long. It will crash. But when you allow God to pick you and put you there, nothing can move you. Nothing can move you. Why will you not be able to stay there? Because you will not have reason to thank God. You will just, every time you'll be making reference. Do you know why I am here today? Do you know how many fasting I have done? Do you know how much I spent sending gifted sisters to the mountain to do dry fasting and pray for me to be here? Do you know the amount of money I spent sending people to mountains? Before I get to this, do you know how many people I eliminated from them to be able to get to this position I am? Don't try me, oh. God wants to place us in a position where we will have reason every time to thank. And when God places you there, you tread carefully. Oh, praise the Lord. The spirit that was in the heart of David was that spirit that was always reminding him, you are not qualified to be there. You were not even there when the prophet came to anoint one of the sons of Jesse. You were away there in the farm, yet God remembered you. You were there in the bush, yet God remembered you. You were the smallest among all of them, yet God remembered you. Oh, glory be to God. Wow, hallelujah. Hallelujah. While they were in the church making politics, you were at Asaba. They were there at Asaba. While they were here making politics, you were the one out there that he chose. That would be the reason why, Brother Smart, you'll be praising God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Every day, I see myself how stubborn I am. I see where I was. I see the life I lived. I see the life I'm even living now. And yet, he gave me such a ministry that is worldwide. I didn't work for it. I didn't pray for it. I didn't scheme for it. So you see, that is why I will be humble. That is why I will be humble. Praise the Lord. And no matter how you fight me, you will never succeed, because you are the pillar that holds my life. Oh, you are the pillar that holds my life. Hey,
Master Jesus.
Hallelujah. When you don't know how to walk with God, you will not know that you are fighting God and thinking that you are fighting Pastor Moses. You are fighting God and thinking you are fighting Israel. Israel is a covenant nation. You fight Israel, you are fighting the covenant they are under. You fight me, you are fighting the covenant that I am under. You are fighting my call. And those of us who have that revelation, you will never hear us reply anybody fighting me. You will never. Does that mean I'm keeping quiet? No. I learned something from Psalm 109. I will read only the first 5 verses, because from verse 6, if I pray it, somebody will run mad. He said, hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. He said, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me, Pastor Moses Alu. They go to social media. They go to Facebook. They go to higher people. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. This is where I am going. For my love, they are my adversaries. For all I have been doing for them, they have turned to be my enemies. But I give myself unto prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for my good and hatred for my love. But I stop here. Why are you flashing verse 6 now? Verse 6 is too much. I will never go that way because I know better. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now that is my testimony. It must be your testimony also. All of you, that anything that happen around you, jump up and fight. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God. And one of the weapons is thanksgiving and praises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's another psalm. I'm not saying it for me. It's for you, the bride of Jesus Christ, that I am leading. Psalm 35 and verse 11. False witnesses did rise up. They led to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, see my testimony. When they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into my own bosom. Verse 14. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourned for his mother. But in my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the objects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With a hypocritical mockers in feast, they gnash upon me with their teeth. I will not go to verse 17. Hallelujah. But I'll go to verse 18. What will I do? I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. My own is to give you thanks. Why am I thanking you? Because no matter what they do, hallelujah, you are the one that planted me. Amen. And I shall flourish like the palm tree. It is thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. Anytime you see people rise up against you, and you are sure you are innocent. Amen. You are sure you are innocent. Praise the Lord. Start giving God thanks. And watch the camp of your enemy. Begin to watch what happens there. Amen. This mouth that God gave us is not only for prayers. You know what I mean by prayers? To ask something to be done for you. You can pray to a man. I mean, asking a man to do something for you that you cannot do is prayer. Asking God to do something that you cannot do for yourself is prayer. It is not only for prayer to God or to man. This mouth is not only for crying. The voice that you have, the tongue that you have, is not only for crying. Hallelujah. It is also for singing and praising God. Sing unto the Lord. Give him praises. Even the deaf and the dumb. Have you not seen a deaf and a dumb person dancing? You are saying, what is he dancing to? The music of thanksgiving in the heart. Oh, glory be to God. Psalm 50 verse 23. Let's note something here again. I'm teaching you a principle. It's a principle for all your Christian life. And I must be a witness. You are hearing me now. I must be a witness. What I'm teaching you is not what I read in a book. That's why I will not be using other people's testimony. What is the reality now? That's why I use my own testimony. Since this church started, it has been battle and battle with one group of people or the other. One group of people or the other. There are many people that see liberty that is created in Bride Assembly. They come and smuggle themselves and then strike there. And before you know what, hallelujah, create problem in the ministry. And when I react, because it is part of my pastoral duty to protect the sheep from wolves. When Bible says there are wolves in sheep clothing, he must give you opportunity to see some of them. A rose flower. How do you know the scent? when you squeeze it, what happens? The aroma will come out. Bitter leaf will go. When you squeeze it, what will come out? Bitterness. So problem will come to manifest whether you were actually a sheep or a wolf in sheep clothing. Because a sheep is a sheep. No matter how you do evil on him, he cannot cry. He cannot cry. But a wolf will show you. He will say, I will show you. Take time, oh. This thing will lead to something bad in the ministry. Oh. This thing you are doing, oh. This thing that you are doing, oh. We do it. But who can be against us when God is for me? So you are surprised why I talk. Hallelujah. It is because my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' love and righteousness. I cannot trust the sweetest frame, but only something, they will praise God. I'm a preacher, and every situation around me is a sermon. I'm to use it to teach you something. Praise the Lord. Nothing can scatter a church established by God. No man can scatter a ministry ordained by God. Every opportunity you attack me, it's opportunity to confirm my calling, and I will grow from grace to grace. Praise the Lord. That song that I said, but I know whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that he is able to who I am serving. He has never failed me. He's my redeemer. He's my savior. He called me his son. And I know I am the apple of his eyes. And I know I'm engraved in the palm of his hands. Praise the Lord. When you fight me, I commit the battle unto him and step aside. Because I will tell him, all this is happening because I am serving you. If it is not because I'm a pastor, I will receive those insults those small boys are giving me. If it's not because I'm in my post of duty serving you, this baby alas that look for churches to go and get food to eat, they will have opportunity to be attacking me. If not, if I was sitting at home and doing my business, where will I meet them? It is because I'm serving you. I will step aside. Oh yeah, I say, the battle belongs to you. It has never failed. Praise the Lord. You should be able to say somebody, Father, it's because I'm serving you. Because I refuse them to sleep with me. Because I refuse this, standing on your word. Because I refuse to cheat in the office. That is why they are frustrating me. You should be able to also pray that type of prayer. If you cannot challenge your call, then you are not worth that call. Praise the Lord. I'm a preacher, I'm a talker, not a writer. There's a be writer, there's a be talk. Psalm 50 verse 23. Whoso offered praise glorified me. Would you want to glorify the Lord? There's a song we sing. Magnify the Lord with me.
Exalt the name of Jesus.
Hey.
magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Hallelujah.
Exalt the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Is that your song? Again, I never finished reading that verse. Whoso offered praise glorified me, and to him that ordereth his conversation, your lifestyle, not corner life, straightforward life, aright, will I show the salvation of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have to catch that. The power of praise. Note something here. 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 24. Listen very well. Remember, we know the story how that pestilence was sent by God upon the land of Israel because David decided to go and conduct census. And he went crying before God because people were dying. 70,000 Jews died because of that action of that foolish action of that king. And the prophet God went to him and said, this is thus said the Lord. Go to the threshing floor of Arunia and offer me sacrifice there. Verse 24, he got there. And the king said unto Arunia, nay, the king offered it to him free. That's what I'm going. He said, take it. It's not to offer sacrifice to your God, give you free. And this is what he said. And the king said unto Arunia, nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Sacrifice must go with a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which does cost me nothing. It must cost me something. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. There's another comment in the same narration in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, also the same verse 24. It says, and King David said to Onan, nay, but I will verily buy it for the full price. This is another statement. For I will not take that which is your own, thine for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings without cost. Listen to that statement. Hallelujah. Sister Tomoko, our sister in Japan, when she visited some time ago, the mother of Maria and Elizabeth, those Japanese living with me, when she visited some time ago, I thought she wouldn't have naira, being a foreigner. We are going to church. So I said, certainly you will give offering. And I brought her some money to give her. And she said, what is it for? I said, you know, we're going to church so that you give offering. She said, no. He said, her husband, our brother, a believer in this faith, told her that when you want to give offering, you don't ask for money from somebody to give offering. He said, it must come from your own pocket, your own savings. And I was looking at her, amen, and she said that she has dollar here, she wanted to be changed so that she will use it to give offering. She doesn't want to collect money from me to give offering. And she added, she said, so that I will be blessed. You see the principle? If she collect that money and give offering, she's not the one that gave the offering, I am the one that gave the offering. Am I correct? She only helped me to go and give offering. Amen. Where the blessing is, it goes with a sacrifice. That may be all you have. Don't go and say, wait till I get tenner for my transport tomorrow. Sonny, I may give me money for offering. There are people that say such things. Give me money for offering. Give me money for offering. Can you see how you are cheating yourself now? You can give your little children to teach them a life of giving, the importance of offering, but when they reach a certain age, tell them to save. Save for your offering. Make sure you give it from yourself. Don't say, give me money, I don't have any cash for offering, please give me. Unless you are borrowing it to pay back to the person later. And make sure you pay it fast. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. We learned that from David and always. He says, honor the Lord with your substance. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 6, 7, 8, 9. Read it up to 10. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Verse 7. Be not wise in thy own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Don't make sense when it comes to God. Go to verse 9. He said what? Honor the Lord with your substance. Substance here is, don't come empty hand. Make sure there is an offering that goes when you want to honor God. And when you do that, he said, do it also, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. The first fruit in the context of this verse 9 is your tithe. In the context of verse 9 is your tithe. When you do that, verse 10, so shall thy barns, your bank account, be filled with plenty, and thy presses, your businesses, shall burst with new ideas, new wine. May somebody catch something in the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, thanksgiving comes only from a considerate heart. Only with a considerate heart. Hallelujah. And only a considerate heart will produce a thankful mouth and spirit. Only. It is only when you have a considerate heart. A heart. Hallelujah. A heart that can sit down and begin to meditate on your life. Begin to see where you were, where he brought you from. Praise the Lord. And some people don't even know how to identify God. You don't even know how to identify God. That's why some of you live the kind of life you live. When God wants to bless you, he will use a man. He will use a woman. And when God wants to deal with you also, he will use a man. He will use a woman to deal with you. Listen, how to identify God. Praise God. Whosoever God has used to bless you, be careful how you deal with that person after you have received the blessing. You are actually your own way of acknowledging God without knowing. And people that do that never end up well until they retract their steps and repent. God always gives provision for repentance. That's why we say he's a merciful God. Always remember. And the reason why you behave like that is that you don't have a considerate heart. I am preaching not for today. I am preaching to rearrange your life. Let it be part of your life until Christ comes to take us home. It's not always we preach this type of message. Thanksgiving. Imagine, since January till now, so many people die before my eyes. This COVID-19 is real. It didn't come near me. Maybe it came near you, you overcame it. But there are people that died from it. And here you are. Was it because you are better than those who died? By the time you go backward and you look at your life and you see where you are in the journey of life, a considerate heart will see reason to praise God. I have a friend, I can never forget this. When we were in the military school, it's a military secondary school. In 1973, the condition was so horrible, training condition. You know what the military training is. We will run to outside, people that we know. We will hide there, go and hide there weekend. And they will give us food to eat. And they will give us small, small, 1 naira, 2 naira at that time. We will come home. Years after, me and my friend, years after, this is about 2000 and something. He's a big man now, a general in the Air Force. He just called me one day. He said, Alu, what of that your sister that was in Zaria at that time? That's what I said. He said, I was just meditating on what I have gone through in life. And she came to my mind. I remember how when we were in military school, how we want to, how we will hide. She will give us food. She will do this. In 1973 and in the year 2000 and something, he said, please give me her phone number. I gave her the phone number. Few days after, my sister called me. Say, that your friend? He said, yes. He said, he called me and was reminding me of how I, well, they used, people used to come, I'll give you food to eat. He said, this your friend is funny. I said, what happened? He sent me 200,000 naira. When I called him, he said, yes, so. He said, it's not only her. He said, I sat down and I began to look backward. He said, do I remember one cook? That was one general's cook across the river. We used to go there. The man come from his village. He said, just remember now that he called him. And he noticed that the man is in terrible condition. He said he decided to give all his children scholarship. That is people who have considerate hearts. Praise the Lord. Some of you will come to a ministry. You know what you were before you came to that man of God. I'm talking to ministry now. I have finished with you in the secular world. Let's come to the ministry now. You were nobody until Pastor Moses gave you pulpit with microphone and the whole world knew you. And after, you will use the same platform again. You want to destroy that ministry. They curse you. You begin to be proud. Begin to say nonsense to that same man through whom God made you to be what you are. That God that you serve will strip you naked again. It's a principle. May it not be your portion in the name of Jesus. You don't do that. You are fighting the God that used him to bring you up. Why will you learn wisdom? Praise the Lord. But many of us will sit down and all we do is we are looking at only the ones that did you bad. You are looking at only the one that did you bad. You are looking at the one, all the one you went through, and who you are blaming is God. An inconsiderate heart will produce a murmuring spirit and a murmuring mouth, and God hates murmuring. Because by your power you are alive now. You are even having that mouth to talk. It's by your power now. It's by your power that you are eating now. It's by your power. It's by your power now that you are driving that car you are driving. It's by your power. Murmuring, grumbling. He used me and dumped me. Used you to do what? You are the one using me and dumping me and finishing me. What did I need you for? What did I need you for? What is it you can do that I cannot do? That I told you to come and do? Can't you see how foolish human beings are? There are people that have all their life, if they are sincere, right from unbeliever, they have one trait, is betrayal. You betray your business partner. You betray your friends. You betray your ministry. Such people, the Bible called them wandering stars. They have no ministry. Watch their history from church to church, from church to church. The same story. You need deliverance, so if that is your spirit, no resting place. But my faith has found
a resting place.
Not in device, no creed. Trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me give you a secret that William Branham told us. He said, when you find yourself in association with any man, any woman, and you can ever remember just one good thing about that person, he said, keep talking only about that one good thing. And the bad side of him, you will not see it again. You will not notice it. Therefore, you will continue to love that person. Praise the Lord. The problem is in the heart. You are not able to sit down and look at your life and see where God brought you out from. That's the problem. That's why you cannot sing this song. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rocky stair. He put a song in my mouth today. A song of praise. Hallelujah.
Say it one more time.
Testimony.
He set my feet on the rocky stair. He put a song in my song today.
Oh.
A song of praise. Hallelujah.
That song comes from a considerate heart. People wonder why I love God so much. I praise Him so much. It's because of my history. I sit down and I say, there was some time ago when I could not pay my house rent. For 2 years, see frustration. But I sat down during the week as I was thanking my God. And I counted and I saw that at present, I am feeding in my own house where I am living now. I am feeding about 15 people every day. 15 people every day. In my house. They are not my tenants, so they are my family. And I'm not feeling it. And I'm not complaining. Hallelujah. There was a time I was moving with tuke. And I sat down one day during the week. As I am, this is a week of Thanksgiving now. How can you thank God when you don't look around you? And I saw 1, 2, 3, 4 cars, 5 cars. Parked in my car, if you like, Senator Kumbo, car na car. Because some people get bad mouth. He said, "Na Tokumbo, you get Tokumbo. Just you still a trek. You never get moto." Praise the Lord. I am mobile. That's what I'm telling you. Amen. I am mobile, and it's by His grace. Praise the Lord. And why will I not praise Him? I was looking at the list of our classmates in the military, and I saw how many of them have died, and I'm alive, and above all, they died not knowing Christ. He preserved me. Hey, great is thy faithfulness.
Oh Lord, my Father.
That's why I will sing.
There is no shadow of turning. Thou changest not thy compassion.
Faithful God, brother. verse 12, he said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Oh Lord, truly I'm thy servant, and the son of the handmaid, thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of what? Thanksgiving. I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. And Psalm 117, he says, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great towards us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. And Psalm 103 verses 1 to 5, those are the benefits, some of the benefits that we claim here today. He said, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Consider it hard. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, and who satisfied thy mouth with good things, Moses Alu, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm 100 from verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with what? Singing. Let's read on. This is the reason. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. And verse 5, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generation. And today, bride of Christ, Jeremiah 33 verse 11 is our portion. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness. That is the voice of the bride. The voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. The voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. And the church will say, and let the murmurers, amen, receive deliverance today in the name of Jesus. Let the murmurers, all of you, stand up and sing this song, that I have made it too small in my eyes. That's why I've been grumbling.
I've made you too small in my eyes.
That's what it is.
Oh Lord, forgive me. For my belief in the light, that's you. Oh,
Let that be a guide for you. Live a life of praises. Thank him because all things work together for good. He will never forsake us. Hallelujah.